This is Wade Rathman, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Congressional Budget Office says ending Obamacare subsidies would increase premiums by 20% in 2018. So much for Trump recanting. He's now doubled down on Charlottesville, claiming both sides are to blame, and the real issue is not hate groups, but the statutes. Wells Fargo said Elizabeth Duke will replace its chairman on January 1st, the first woman to hold a top board role at one of the nation's largest banks. Two more members of the President's Manufacturing Advisory Council from Under Armour and Intel said they would resign, while the leader of Walmart criticized the President's initial response to weekend violence but said he would stay engaged. Cadet Simone Askew became the first female African American to hold the highest student position at the United States Military Academy at West Point. Only 20 executions were carried out in the U.S. in 2016. Seven states have executed condemned inmates this year, though. Among Americans who consider themselves left-leaning, 86% cited rising emissions as a dangerous threat in a recent study compared with 31% on the right. Corporate tax revenues amounted to only 2.2% of the U.S. gross domestic product last year. From 2005 to 2008, Homeland Security has evoked the authority to exempt its construction of physical barriers like border walls from environmental and land management rules five times. U.S. charity called Agape International Missions was kicked out of Cambodia after the government claimed they had exaggerated the extent of sex trafficking on a CNN report. In July 2016, summer meals served only one child for every seven low-income children who participate in free and reduced-price lunch programs during the school year, according to the Food Research and Action Center. The average published cost of in-state tuition and fees for 2016-17 at a four-year public college or university was $9,640 per year, according to the College Board, and the average for private nonprofit four-year colleges was $33,480 annually. Under the VA Choice Program, 18 million appointees have been authorized, appointments have been authorized for veterans where there are long waits or travel times so far in 2017. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.